It's pouring rain at the Burlington waterfront, but that doesn't stop about 20 people from coming to watch the launch of Lake Champlain's newest service boat. It's called Champlain's Ark, and its job isn't pretty, hauling and disposing human waste so boaters don't empty their tanks directly into the lake. James Ellers is director of Lake Champlain International.
Getting people to participate in this program, it wouldn't hurt if getting rid of your waste were a little more glamorous and sexy than pulling up next to a brown, stinking barge.
Champlain's Ark is a sleek motorboat with big storage tanks. Ross Saxton, also with Lake Champlain International, explains how it works.
This hose right here, it's about a 15-foot hose, comes over the side and plugs into the other person's holding tank. And we have an Epson pump in here that will extract the waste from their boat, bring it into our 200-gallon tank.
The Ark can hold waste from 4 to 6 boats, and the service will be free.
Where you have a lot of boats mooring, sailboats, for example, mooring along the shore, at night sometimes a lot of them will just dump it over, so you have these localized pathogen issues which can close a beach.
Sexton and Vermont Congressman Peter Welch climb on board while everyone watches from the dock, and the christening begins.
So if you would please, Congressman, Lake Champlain's birth waters pure and clean and douse the boat.
How do you get this open?
I christened the Blue Water Ark with the waters that go to the lake from Mount Mansfield.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yay!
All right. All right.
Ed Champagne is the boat's captain. He says he'll be glad to be out on the water, making those sewage runs.
But it is not very glamorous when you want to go and, I'm trying to think of what my title should be, but I don't mind.
The boat is funded through a federal grant. It will operate in Mallets Bay, Shelburne Bay, and Burlington Bay this summer.